Republican budget chairmen in Congress are refusing to go along with the Bush administration as it downplays big deficits. The House and Senate budget committees yesterday began work on spending targets that strive to get back to surpluses well before the White House's plan does. But both panels also left room for most of the president's new round of proposed tax cuts. NPR's David Wallner reports.
As he unveiled his own budget yesterday, House Budget Committee Chairman Jim Nussel took pains to distance himself from White House officials. They're the ones who've recently counseled members of Congress not to, as one of them put it, hyperventilate about budget shortfalls amounting to hundreds of billions of dollars this year.
I don't like deficits, I don't want deficits, and I will not pretend that deficits do not matter. And I will not pretend that we can just go on doing what we have done and assume that they will magically go away.
At the same time, the budget for next year that Nussel proposed kept entirely intact the nearly 10% increase in Pentagon spending for a total of some $400 billion that President Bush requested in his proposed budget last month.
Our principal obligation is clear. In these uncertain times, we must protect America, number one. That's not negotiable.
And Nussel also made room for all $1.5 trillion worth of tax cuts over the next decade that President Bush wants Congress to approve. But while congressional budget analysts say the president's plan implies deficits every one of the next 10 years totaling $1.8 trillion, Nussel's plan would get the budget back in surplus 7 years from now. It does this by slashing planned mandatory spending over 10 years by $470 billion, most of which would likely come out of Medicare and Medicaid, as well as from unemployment compensation. Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro bemoaned that another $200 billion would be cut from other planned outlays.
It's school lunch, it's nutrition, it's veterans, it's child care, it's Meals on Wheels. And in all of those cuts, to finance $1.3 trillion in tax cuts for the wealthiest, it is a slap in the face.
The committees that write the 13 annual spending bills would have to finesse the cuts called for in Nussel's budget plan, which was approved last night in committee on a party-line vote. Republicans are confident the president's tax cuts will survive the budget process intact in the House, though some of the proposed spending cuts may have to be scaled back. In the Senate, Republican Budget Chair Don Nichols also began drawing up a blueprint in his committee yesterday. He noted at the outset that federal revenues over the past 2 years have fallen 9%, while expenditures have risen 13%.
And that's left us with very large deficits. And that's the primary cause of the large deficits. It's not the tax cut that was enacted in 01. It's the fact that the stock market has fallen dramatically. Revenues to the federal government have fallen dramatically.
Nichols laid out a plan that would get the budget back in the black a decade from now after going in the red some $330 billion next year and then less so each year thereafter. He kept most of the president's tax cut proposals intact in his budget plan, a move strongly endorsed by fellow Republican Wayne Allard of Colorado.
I can't help but think that our only solution is to cut taxes. If it was to increase government spending, we ought to be seeing our economy growing because we've been spending more money.
By including the tax cuts in the budget, opponents cannot, under Senate rules, block them by filibuster. Still, moderate Senate Republicans, as well as Democrats who voted for tax cuts 2 years ago, are pushing for a much smaller tax cut package in light of the big deficits. And Washington State Democrat Patty Murray noted that the budget does not take into account the fact that the U.S. appears on the verge of a major war.
I think as we put this budget forward, the most important thing is that we are honest with the American public and we talk about the real costs that are out there. I'm very troubled that we don't have the cost of the war in Iraq in this.
Such concerns seem likely to produce a tax cut package in the Senate that's maybe only a fourth of what President Bush has proposed. David Wallner, NPR News, The Capitol.